delivering the message and communicating the value, back to that discussion again too, is I just have to know what's hurting. You know, what is the thing that's the problem? And right, goes back to the solution and trying to establish. And sometimes it's just more iteration. I probably didn't get it the first time, and let's do another iteration and let me change a couple words. And some, at some point you'll hit the target, but as you're communicating to your target market, just know that you're just, as you build your own business, it's an iteration in that as well. You're just, I'm always on that landing page. I'm always changing a word or two. I'm changing a blog post. I'm adding a blog post. I'm always thinking, okay, the last 2 months, people have contacted me because of this issue. Obviously, there's something going on in that industry that I need to be aware of, and let me address that. Let me get it out there because I know someone's going to ask me again. So now I can be ready. And so when it comes back again, I can say, oh, I wrote a blog post. Here, go over here. I wrote that. That'll help answer that question.
So you're a smart business committed to innovation, to service, and to modern marketing. And you're asking, what's next? Wondering how you can become even more innovative. My name is Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz, and this is the InnovaBuzz podcast, where we share all kinds of tips, advice, and interview guests on all things innovation and leadership in modern marketing. Hi, innovators. It's great to be here again on another Model the Masters signature episode of the InnovaBuzz podcast. I hope you've had an awesome week so far. In our Model the Masters signature series, we interview masters of a particular stage of the transformational marketing journey to enable us to model from what they do. I want to help us all create excellence in marketing and elevate our marketing beyond the noise of the ordinary by learning from masters of their craft. It's a great privilege to have as my guest today to explore the topic of delivering your message to your target market, Christina Hawkins of Global Specs Internet Marketing. Today, Christina shares with us her values of service, empathy, taking action, continuous improvement, and being fearless when communicating. She shares her beliefs that the more you are able to understand your customers' problems, the better you can articulate your value and the better you can communicate with your customers. She shares with us her strategies, which focus on providing value to her clients using email, video, and social media. Without further ado, then, let's fly into the hive and get the buzz from today's master, Christina Hawkins. Hi, I'm your host, Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Welcome to another Model the Masters episode of the InnovaBuzz podcast. Now, in today's episode, I'm really excited to welcome all the way from beautiful Sugarland in Texas. Yes, that is a real place. Christina Hawkins of Global Specs Internet Marketing. Now, Christina is the founder of Global Specs, who provide a variety of digital marketing solutions to small business owners. Welcome to the Model the Masters signature series of the InnovaBuzz podcast, Christina.
Hello, Jürgen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a privilege to have you on the show as a guest. We've been in various communities and talking to one another in various guises, but I've never had you on the podcast before, so it's a great privilege to have you here.
I don't think we've had a one-on-one face-to-face conversation. It's always been in a group setting with everybody.
Yeah. So what I'd like to explore with you today is how you deliver your message to your target market, because I know, you know, that's one of the areas that you're really strong at. Now, before we start talking about delivering messages to your target market, though, can you give us a very short snapshot of your business? What do you do and why do you do it?
You already know what I own. I work with typically oil and gas energy markets, as well as healthcare sectors, and improving upon their current digital marketing. Most people already have websites, and so we'll take a website and make really vast improvements on it, as well as in other digital marketing, typically social media, email marketing, funnels, that kind of stuff. So,
And I really like that you're very clear on who the target audience is. Mm-hmm. That's love that.
The why is, and the vision, the why has to do with me being a big problem solver. That's all I do all day long in my own home, my personal life. It's always about the problem and how can I solve it. So if you go to my website, the very front, I put the vision right up there. It's like, I know that my target market has a goal, and they have really great products, they have really great services, they just know how to get it out there. They don't know first steps, they don't know what to say. And so what I try and do is I pull that out of them, put it on the digital platform, and let everybody else know how great they are.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. And that is something that can make such a big difference to what they do as well.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm.
All right, well, let's move on to the message delivery aspect. And I want to start by exploring some of your values and beliefs around that. So if you consider the context of delivering your message to your target market, what values are important to you?
Values. So one of the values that is helpful as I'm writing, as I'm talking, picking up the phone, is I want them to know that I'm there to help, that I'm not going to sit there and dictate to them what needs to be done, and that I know better and they don't know anything. So what I'm trying to get them to understand, and specifically with my target market, is there is a better way. And let me guide you through that process. Let me figure out a way so that from you're here, you're at stage one. Let's get you to stage two, little by little, and we'll go from there. And so that's kind of my value system. That's kind of how I'm trying to help people just get past their own heads sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah, I love that. So that it's a service focus then.
Yeah, most of my clients are I would say 95% are service-based, and they just don't know how to articulate what makes them different, how they can improve, what else they can put out there, at least say to their customers, it says, yeah, come to me. I know what I'm talking about. I have the expertise. They don't even have a concept of that sometimes, and I have to kind of guide them cleverly. Mm.
All right. So what else is important in the values that you have that relate to delivering your message?
What other areas? So value-wise, just making sure that, again, it's a process. So I want them to understand that we may not have gotten it the first time the best way. So trying to help them understand their own process and their own what makes them so great, the first time I get it out of them, it might not be the right. And so we'll continually tweak it and change it, and we'll keep asking the questions of what I need them to say. So I think I'm answering the value question.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting a couple of things out of that. So continuous improvement sounds like it's a value.
Oh, yes.
And taking action in terms of, well, there's a belief there that marketing is a process and you have to get started. So taking action, to me, sounds right. Like a bit of a value.
Oh, for sure. And what is it that as they grow and as they change, that they're going to profit from that? So as they constantly tweak and change and update their website, I think that's the one thing that I'm constantly trying to have to remind my customers is it's a never done and done thing. It's a revision. It's a constant, you know, reevaluating your own worth and your own purpose and your own values so that what you have right now might not be it. I know I've been doing this for 20 years. I'm constantly in there trying to tweak and change the wording and what I'm trying to say.
Hmm. All right. So what else is important in, you know, particularly delivering the message? So you've talked a little bit about the process of marketing, the process of improving the websites. So specifically in how you actually deliver the message to the target market.
Right. So I think the first and foremost is understanding their problems. So, and that's why I really, really like that anybody should be doing this is really hone in on that target. And I know it's hard. It's very hard to say, I'm only going to work with this industry and then even refine it down to another level of this industry with this sales type and this person. But the more you're able to do that, the better you can articulate your value, the better you can communicate with them. So it's, now that I've got a much better understanding of the oil and gas market, I know what their problems are. So I'm able to communicate and let them understand the value that I can help them with, whether that's a landing page. So my landing page spells out all the things that I'm constantly hearing over and over and over again. When I pick up the phone, when they fill out my estimate request, when they email me, Christina, something's not working. We need to make ourselves look better. We need to make ourselves look more global, right? And I know that's kind of esoteric, but when you start drilling down what they're trying to do, you look at their site and it looks like a mom and pop site. So that value of letting them know that I understand, as well as I've done it before. Look at all those examples that I've done before. So that's another communication tool of when they call me, I can say, oh, yeah, I did that with this other customer here. Let's check it out. Let's look what I did for them. So, and I show them a case study, right? So case studies is another example of communicating the value. So show them before, and here's what I did, and here's now the result. So,
I think there's a lot of great information that came out of that little conversation there. And you know, it's all started off with narrowing the focus to a very specific niche, because then you can understand their problems. And so I think the value of empathy to me is a really important one, you know, really
listening
and understanding their problems. And then there was something that struck me there, because you talked about drilling down. So you're using the language that they're probably here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And people are afraid of that. You know, when you talk about communicating your value, you can't be more specific. And I don't know if that's the right word phrase. Enough specificity. Is that the right word? You can't be more specific. You can always drill down even further. But people get afraid that, well, what if this person over here calls me? I'm like, you're not saying you're not going to be able to help them. Yeah. You're just, for me, as an example. So I've gotten pretty good now communicating my value to the oil and gas energy field. So I don't really have to advertise. It's out there. And people come to me because they see the examples I've done. They see the case studies. They have my landing page. They get email marketing just for them. I don't have to do Facebook ads they're drawn to me because, well, hello, a little SEO doesn't hurt. And, but I think you just don't see that enough of that. You see people that are too general. And it's very hard to communicate general as a value. Why? How can I help you? All small business owners with a sales of $5 million. It's millions of people. You know, I always think of it as the Mary Kay folks. No offense to the Mary Kay folks, but every time they'll come to me and I'll ask them, this is in the past, I don't work with Mary Kay anymore, but who's your target market? Well, anybody with skin. Oh my God, that's how in the world can you target everybody? There's no way. And I know that's pretty broad and general, but I hear that all the time. Oh, I go after small business owners, even my oil and gas folks. Oh, anybody in the oil and gas industry. I'm like, really? Anybody? Everybody? Are you sure? And we have to drill down. Specifically, who is that? So,
yeah.
Because I know them so well. Because I know exactly that question. They're going to ask me that question. They're going to give me that answer. I have said it so many times now, I can reply back with that tell me more question, right? You know, the go wide, go deep question.
Hmm.
So,
So, yeah, there's a very clear message there. And I think looking at our system for marketing that we're developing, that we're basing this model, the Master Series off, the first stage is really clarifying who the target market is and the ideal client. And you've just really outlined how important that is when you get to the next steps. And so delivering your message really becomes a challenge if you haven't focused on who are you in fact talking to, who are you for.
And don't be afraid to say, I'm going after 45-year-old men who have college degrees that are project managers in this specific industry. It's okay to do that. People are so afraid that they're going to lose out on the business, but honestly, it's the reverse. Your budget will be low. You'll have a better budget if you can be more specific, and you'll get a way better conversion, because back to the whole conversation about communicating your value, you'll be able to do that easier.
Yep. All right. That's great. So I hear a couple of other values there, I guess, which is, or maybe it's a belief, the belief of abundance. So if you narrow down your focus to a very particular target market, there's actually plenty of work there. You're not going to miss out on anything. And also you're not necessarily closing off other opportunities.
Right. I just picked up a company that installs the high def visual, audio visual. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, okay, sure. You know, they're not a whole lot of difference from the oil and gas. They're still very service oriented. It's B2B, you know, so I still can communicate the same type of value to them. I just had to change a few words when I spoke to them, changed out a little bit on my estimate and my proposals just to match the words that they've already spoken to me about. I just changed out a few words, changed out a few case studies that related to them. Now, I don't specifically target audio visual, but okay.
Yeah, so they've approached you. So your marketing doesn't involve delivering message to that particular audience. But what you're saying is if somebody like that approaches you, then it's still your choice to work with them.
Correct. Yeah. And it's still close enough industry wise that I can translate, I can speak to them and their problems.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of important things there that I think is often overlooked in the discussion around target market and ideal client. And that's, first of all, that if somebody approaches you from outside what you've defined as the target market, it's entirely your choice to work with them. And the second thing is, you know, if you feel as though you can deliver the value to them that, you know, matches your standard, your expectation and their expectation, then by all means, make that choice.
Exactly. Yeah.
But coming back to the messaging question, it's really the focus does make you a lot more efficient and it makes you a lot more effective. As you said, it reduces your marketing costs. So you're not doing Facebook ads because you don't need to. And yeah.
No, I could. And even if I started doing Facebook ads, I would have a much clearer idea of who the people are.
That's right. You know,
that would still lower my Facebook ad costs, because I would even think to do LinkedIn ads, because I have such a clear, I know exactly who that person is. I know who it is. I know the first person that thinks of, I need a new website or I need to do digital marketing, I know who that person is. And guess what? It's not the CEO. You know, it's usually the sales guy or maybe the CEO, but the project manager or the office manager has been tasked to find somebody. So I know that from years of experience working with these guys. So if I do target and I do Facebook ads, I can get right down to the nitty gritty of the role that they're in, the state that they're in, the city, what kind of education that they've had, because I know them so well.
Well, there's a couple of things I heard there that I think come back to delivering the message question as well. And the first thing is, you know, knowing, so you talked about oil and gas industry and you talked about the medical field, but who's the decision maker within that? So the ideal client is not the oil and gas company. The ideal client is the sales manager. within the oil and gas company. So the sales manager is a person. So then it becomes a person you're talking to, and it makes delivering the message that much easier if you know that person. And the second thing that I heard there, which I think is really important in the discussion, is where to deliver the message. So, yeah, maybe Facebook advertising isn't the right thing to do because those people aren't on Facebook. They might be on LinkedIn.
Well, they're probably on Facebook, but they're not looking for and you never know. It's, again, it would be a trial and error, but delivering the message and communicating the value, back to that discussion again, too, is I just have to know what's hurting. You know, what is the thing that's the problem? And right, goes back to the solution and trying to establish. And sometimes it's just more iteration. I probably didn't get it the first time, and let's do another iteration, and let me change a couple words. At some point you'll hit the target. But as you're communicating to your target market, just know that you're just, as you build your own business, it's an iteration in that as well. I'm always on that landing page. I'm always changing a word or two. I'm changing a blog post. I'm adding a blog post. I'm always thinking, okay, the last 2 months, people have contacted me because of this issue. So obviously there's something going on in that industry that I need to be aware of, and let me address that. So let me get it out there because I know someone's going to ask me again. So now I can be ready. And so when it comes back again, I can say, oh, I wrote a blog post. Here, go over here. I wrote that. That'll help answer that question.
Yeah, I love that. So you're basically living that value of continuous improvement yourself, and you're using that. Yeah. So and of course that gives you, that builds your skill in terms of delivering the message to your target market, and also helping them delivering their message to their target market.
It forces me to sit down and learn too. Okay, let me research this. You know, let me find something, let me outline. And if I write a blog, it helps me put it in my head what the answer would be, or a possible solution to help them out.
All right. Well, let's move on a little bit more to the strategy side of delivering your message to the target market, and kind of understand what are some of the key strategic steps you go through when you're ready. So you've defined your target market, you understand who they are, you understand their problems. How do you, what's your strategy for delivering the message?
So strategy wise,
I mean, I'll
see if it sticks. Does that work?
Cause
that
yeah, yeah. Well, you talk a little bit about, being on LinkedIn as opposed to perhaps Facebook. So, is there a strategy around understanding where they are? And
No, I'll definitely do a lot of research. I'm constantly in my industry, just learning what's going on in the industry. So yes, I may have figured out some of the problems, but I think, as you know, that we're in a constant state of change and flux. So I'm always kind of reading the industry blogs. There's some podcasts that I'll listen to those. So I'll kind of keep an ear to the changes that are happening. So that's first step. Reaching out via LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, trying to belong in some kind of conversation. It's hard on LinkedIn if I'm not actually an oil and gas industry. They really don't want marketers in there. And so I just try and add value. So it's definitely putting myself out there as somebody that knows what they're talking about. I don't want to call myself an expert, but I've been in the business for a long time. I've helped many people. Here's how I've helped them. And just, I think just providing that value would be a step two. How can I help? What can I do to help you? What do you need? Even people that call me up for estimate requests, and I know, they're not sure what to do. I'm not going to start pushing them. I'm going to, here's what you need to think about first. Try and have these things done before you start recruiting web designers. All right, here's just some ideas. Not that I think I'm going to get the job, but just to be helpful. So that would be step two. And then step three is writing my own articles and getting it out there, sharing it on industry specific. So I might tag certain people. I've connected with one of the top oil and gas podcasters. So I'm, kind of listening to what he has to say about sales. I know him. So every once in a while, I'll kind of touch base, like a thing, comment on one of his posts. So, and just constantly, back to what we were talking about before is just going back to what my own documentation is, my own website, what I'm saying on that. So email marketing for sure. That would be another strategy of just keeping in touch and providing that same value, education.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great point there, providing value and educating people through all those mediums that you described. Yeah. Now, I'm fascinated. I'm interested. Email marketing, how often do you market to your list? Oh, sorry, how often do you mail to your list?
Once a month, but okay. They're big. I try and do a good blog post, maybe mini blog posts. The one I just, an email market wasn't even a blog. It was just email marketing just to let people know the changes, the GDPR changes. I've got oil and gas energy that do business globally. So I just sprung up an email to everybody just to give them some tips, some things to look out for. And, if they want to learn more, here are some places to go. But on average, once a month, an email marketing. But that's the hardest part too, because like I said, I've got oil and gas and I've got healthcare. So right now I'm trying to go through my whole list and trying to find what industries are in, because I really want to start doing more email marketing to each of those industries separately. And so far it's been pretty general, but I think I need to do a little bit more segmentation to each of those. It's a harder work, because that means double the amount of work I'm going to have to do during the email marketing. So,
Okay. So more personalized around what information you're sending them. Yeah.
Right. And I've got, I'm getting some help with that. So I've got a writer to help me do some of the healthcare stuff. And so I'll just start sending that out a little bit more and then split it out.
Okay. And in terms of knowing what's working, how do you know that you've succeeded with the strategies?
Definitely, I look for how many people are filling out my estimate requests and downloading my worksheets. And, it's an overall look is what I do. So I look at my social media, who's liked, who's commented, who's shared certain things. I'm not like overly tracking quantities of each one of them. So I have different places that I kind of check. Definitely filling out my estimate requests as well as who gets converted. So I'm starting to use a lot more UTMs. So I don't know how familiar you are with your audience with UTMs, but it's a great way to add to a link so I know where they came from. So it gives me a little bit more statistics on who, what, where as I share things. So I look at percentages of filling out my estimate request and how many converted, then obviously the email marketing.
Mm, okay. And just for the audience that may not know UTM, I think is universal tracking metric or something like that, or measure.
Yep.
Essentially, it's a little tag that goes on the back of the URL you send people to from different places so that it tags, that particular visitor as having come from a particular marketing initiative. So definitely a great way to keep track of.
And there's all kinds of generators out there. So I use like a UTM generator to help me track different links. So if you're not used to it, you're not sure how it goes, how to use them or how to create them, there's a little, just Google UTM generator. And it's a great value for tracking, like we've been saying, and getting some real good data on your content.
Yeah. All right. We might put a link or two in the show notes for that, just if somebody wants to follow up in some more detail. Okay, well, I think we've got a lot of information there that is really valuable, Christina. I'm really grateful to you for sharing that with us. I'd like to move on to our exceptions round now. So that's three questions that I've got that focus specifically on delivering your message to your target market, and hopefully we'll get some really insightful answers from you that's going to help people get better at that.
Okay.
So what behavior do you do to be great at delivering your message to the target market? And it's, you know, something that might be completely different to what other people do that makes you stand out.
Behavior. Listening, for sure. I have to remind myself to be quiet. That is a behavior that over time I've learned. I need to be quiet and let them talk. And I think you do this well, Jürgen, is confirm what they've said. So if I've heard you right, is this what you mean, right? So that's one. I think the other big change that I've done in my own business is video conferencing, to have a face-to-face conversation with most of my customers now. We've gone so far on the other edge, so it's very hard to communicate over the phone all the time and email all the time and never see somebody's face. Usually I may not see them. So if I hop on a video conference call, they may not have a camera set up, which sometimes I feel like, you know what, I'm sending you a video, a cheap one, I need to install it, you know, because I'm always surprised, like, how do you not have a video camera? But they don't, and that's fine. At least they see me, and they see my face, that I'm looking at the camera at them. So there's some personalization that goes on, and I think it's so important now. We're losing touch. So that would be a big, big behavior that in the past year, I've totally switched over a lot more video conferencing, a lot more. In fact, it's pretty much every conversation I have. If they don't have a video, that's fine. Mine is always on.
Yeah. That's great advice. I love that. And when we first started this, and I've been doing this with pretty much every podcast guest for quite some time now, is get on the video first, even though we don't record the podcast itself in video. I like to have that personal face-to-face eye contact, like you're saying, it just adds so much value. Yeah.
And the second thing that I've been doing is on Loom, right? So Loom, I forget the URL.
Yeah, use loom.com. It's fabulous. I love it.
So wonderful. And my customers love me for it. I don't have to get on a phone with them. I can say, here's what we've done. Here's just a quick 3-minute. And that way, they don't feel like, okay, I can't talk to her for 2 days because I don't understand. So now I can just send, here's what we've done, here's why, here's the reasoning. I can show them, and it saves them time, saves me time. It's wicked clear. It's really fast. And I do that with my team as well. So, I mean, that's a really great communicator as well.
It is. Yeah, I can't recommend Loom enough. So we'll have a link of that in the show notes as well. And just as a little digression, the other thing I do with it is when I've got a support request of one of our software vendors, or, you know, a bug in one of the systems that we subscribe to, rather than type out a description of it, I'll do a screen share of what actually happens, and I'll describe it, and I'll go on there and I will say things like, this is damn frustrating, and, you know, I get here and this doesn't work, and watch what I'm doing, and can't you fix this? Yeah, and not only do they see what's actually happening for me, they get a sense of how annoyed I am. And usually people come back from the support and say, wow, that was so helpful, and we really understand what the problem is. We're digging into that. So it actually saves them a lot of time as well, rather than trying to figure out what I'm talking about in a typed email or a typed support ticket.
You make a good point about the inflection of your voice. Mm. You can't get that across on an email. So it is exactly it. When you do a video, you can get that across so much easier, that you're calm, or you're frustrated, or you're trying to be helpful, or you whatever comes across so much clearer when you're trying to do a video with voice than some email or even a screenshot, you know. Even sometimes screenshots. So
so we definitely have a link to that, because it it's still free, which I can't believe free. But
hopefully.
Keep it quiet.
Don't say it too loud.
Yeah. All right. So what are your three top beliefs for excelling at delivering your message to the target market?
I think number one is be helpful. I think that would be number one, be helpful, be a resource. To a point. I mean, at some point, I think we kind of have to watch it a little bit. I know I'm horrible at it. I will just give. So I've had to pull back a little bit. But, you know, with resources, with links, with other people that have done work, you know, sharing what I've learned with other people, especially my current customers. So that would be one. I think another, wait, what was it? Okay, so one, what was the question again?
Because the top three beliefs for excelling at delivering your
right,
message.
So one's a resource. Another is constant iteration, is it's never done, but it's never perfect. I think reminding yourself to just do it, get it out there, and iterate. And then also just trying to understand and be patient is something else. So, you know, we're in this 24/7 crazy, do this now, but we're all driving ourselves crazy. So I think if we just take a step back and just be patient a little bit as you want to grow, and we see all this grow now, 30 days, $100,000.
Crazy,
you know, no, that never happens. And if it does happen, it will be fleeting. So be patient, but don't wait for perfection. Just do what you can, learn from others, share what you know, and it will naturally grow from there. You will, your business will grow as you share what you know, be patient, and then keep iterating.
Great advice. Great. 3 points. All right. And the third question is, what's the key difference that you think makes the difference in your exceptional message delivery?
I'm really good at, like, if there's a problem, I got a solution. So if somebody calls and there's a problem, I will find an answer. It may not be coming from me. I might not be able to be the answer, but I can certainly steer you in the right direction and say, okay, this is what, who can help you for sure. And because I've already talked to them and they say they can do it, right? Or, you know, client's got a specific issue with a process. Oh, wait, hold on. I got some ideas for that. Well, let's try this, right? So it may not be the best answer, but it's an answer. And then we're going to iterate from there and we'll tweak it. So I think definitely what makes me stand out is problem solving.
Problem solving. Yeah. Okay. So you love doing puzzles then?
Yeah. So I don't do enough of them now. My whole puzzle problem solving world hobby is digital marketing. Yeah. Now. I don't have time to do puzzles.
Well, it's interesting because I think one of my recent guests on the Normal Innova Buzz podcast talked a lot about puzzles and solving puzzles, and it came through in what they were talking about in their, they were talking about presentations, but it definitely came through that the solving puzzles part was something that they actually brought into their business.
Yeah. I just get to do it every day.
Yeah.
Solving puzzles. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Christina. This has been really great. I've got a whole page of notes here that should give us a lot of really valuable information for our audience. So where can people reach out and say thank you?
Well, globalspecs.com, and that's X with an X-ray, Twitter at Global Specs, or LinkedIn for sure. If you just search Christina Hawkins, I'm probably at the top. So yeah, all kinds of ways.
All right. We'll have links to those places in the show notes as well. And finally then, who is someone that you consider to be your model for delivering your message to your target market? And if I don't know them, can you introduce us?
Oh, a model? Well, the people I know, the people you know.
That's why I prefaced if I don't know them.
No, I know you're going to do this to me. Gosh, have you had Jamie on yet?
Jamie Hill? Hill, no, I haven't. No.
Yeah, he's really good about that. He's such a great sales guy. He really knows how to speak to people and communicate value. I mean, All big time.
Okay, well, I think Jamie may even be on the audience of the podcast. So, Jamie, look out for an invitation from us. We might come speak to you on a Model the Masters episode.
Great. Yeah, I'll reach out to him. I'll tell him.
Okay.
I'm on Skype with him a lot.
Great.
Anyway, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your time and your insights with us so generously today, Christina. I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, this model, the master's thing is fairly new for me, but I think it's going to provide some great value to the audience. So thanks again for contributing to that.
Oh, you're welcome. I like the format. I think it's good to separate each individual module out like that and be very clear about the purpose of it. So I think it's a great format.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited by it. So, and I'm hoping it's of real value to the audience. So, in the spirit or in the value of providing good information and service.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Well, all the best, Christina, and I know we'll be in touch. So,
yes.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this Model the Master's signature episode and learned from Christina's approach to delivering your message to your target market. A summary of the values, beliefs, and strategies that Christina shared with us can be found at modelthemasters.co/Christina Hawkins. That is ChristinaHawkins. All lowercase, all one word, modelthemasters.co/Christina Hawkins. You'll also find contact information for getting in touch with Christina there, as well as links to her website. Christina nominated Jamie Hill from Innovate Marketing as someone that she admires for delivering your message to your target market. So Jamie will reach out to you and get you on a future Model the Masters episode. Stay connected. Head on over to iTunes or Stitcher or Pocket Casts and subscribe to the InnovaBuzz podcast so you make sure you'll never miss another episode. We'd also love you to leave us a review because what you think matters. Take some of the ideas you've heard today and apply them in your business. Any thoughts, ideas, suggestions or questions, share them in the comments below the blog post. And remember, if you want to get better marketing results than you ever have, join our fantastic LinkedIn community at the Transformational Marketing Academy. All you have to do is go to innovabiz.co/TMAC. It's free to join. Hope to see you there soon. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember to be awesome and keep innovating.